A vibrant blue arch is scrawled across a black screen with the name Overture Films beneath it. A wave washes up on a sandy beach. As the water flows back, the words Big Beach appear neatly etched into the sand. British Sky Broadcasting with Overture Films presents in association with Big Beach, a Big Beach Backlog Pictures production of Sunshine Cleaning. A young, smartly dressed man sits in his car and sprays breath freshener into his mouth. He reaches into the glove box and takes out a 20-gauge shotgun cartridge from a small carton and slips it into his shirt pocket. He then makes his way over to a sporting goods store.
Attention all fellow deer. If you find deer feed in the middle of the forest, be a bit suspicious.
Morning, sir. How you doing?
Good. Looking for a 20-gauge, maybe a coach or a Western competition special?
Yeah, I think I have just what you need.
The man waits at the counter, furtively glancing around the store.
Try this one off for size.
Hey, Cliff.
Thank you.
Yeah. A 12-gauge and 20-gauge shotgun shell should be here by Thursday.
I'll make it Tuesday with the...
He loads the cartridge into the gun and jams the barrels under his chin and pulls the trigger. Rose Lukowski is a young, slim woman with long, dark hair neatly tied in a ponytail. She watches guests at a party playing in a swimming pool as she stands at the sink in the kitchen working her way through a pile of washing up. In the opening sequence, the cast names appear and read as follows. Amy Adam, Emily Blunt, Jason Spivak, Mary Lynn Rajskub, Clifton Collins Jr., Eric Christian Olsen, Paul Dooley, Kevin Chapman, with Steve Zahn and Alan Arkin. A girl wearing a bikini comes into the kitchen.
Hi. It's a real rager, huh?
The girl takes a bottle of drink and returns to the pool. Rosie's sister Nora is at home asleep on her bed. Rose continues with her work, making the beds and vacuuming the carpets. A tray with two plates of burgers and chips is slid in front of the daydreaming Nora. She walks the food slowly to a table but trips and spills the meals on the floor. Nora storms angrily out of the restaurant. Rose carries two large black bin bags over her shoulder and in her other hand a container with all her cleaning equipment in. The film's title, Sunshine Cleaning, appears on the screen. In the background, police cars are shown parked at the front of the sports goods store.
Just a couple questions here. Alright, it's 12-gauge?
20-gauge.
A large patch of blood is spattered onto the ceiling.
I hate these shotgun cases. It's a real pain in the ass.
And he had a shell in his pocket when he came in here.
Inside his jacket.
He brought his own ammo.
And he was up there.
Guy scattered all over this place and every blob of him a biohazard.
Hey, Carl! He's over here and fishing, too.
Yeah, real pain in the ass.
Alright.
Thanks. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, gentlemen.
The officers step past a pool of congealed blood.
Wrapping it up. $3,000 just to wipe the asshole up off the floor. Hey, you can handle this report tonight, can't you? I got a thing I gotta do.
Is it blonde thing or brunette thing?
Rose gets out of the shower and dabs her hair with a towel. She reads from a post-it note stuck to a mirror in the bathroom.
You are strong. You are powerful. You can do anything. You are a winner.
Nora arrives at Rosie's house to babysit.
Ooh, hey.
Nora's here!
Finally, thank you. I'm going to be so late for class.
Oh, and she bore crunchy corn! Crunchy corn! Crunchy corn!
Hey! Sorry!
She has a large tub of popcorn.
Guys, don't eat too much of that. He's gonna be hyper all night, you realize that?
Yeah, I probably will.
Alright, how do I look? Good.
Nora wrinkles her nose.
Kidding.
I love you. Don't tell him any more Lobster Man stories. He had nightmares all week. Okay, just, use some common sense, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. You're welcome.
He hears this horrible sound. That's how it goes. Snap. Snap. Drag. Snap. Snap. Drag. And the thing is that he knows that Lobster Man is out there somewhere. And he's totally screwed. Because his tongue is stuck to the mailbox.
Well, then why did you lick the mailbox?
Because he has OCD and is obsessed with licking mailboxes.
Well, then why wasn't he in school?
Are you going to let me tell a story? Or are you going to drive me crazy?
Well, maybe he didn't go to school because he had the OCD. Sorry.
Rose is in the motel room with her lover, Mac.
You should hear the way he goes on about his lean body mass weight index bullshit. God.
When was the last time you even played basketball, Mac?
He needed to be brought down a peg or two.
I'm sure you pulling your groin muscle really impressed him.
Should introduce him to your sister.
Oh, yeah. Nora and a cop. That's a good idea.
Hey, you know, I was working this scene today where this guy offed himself in a sporting goods store. So they brought this cleaning crew in, right? You would not believe how much they charge for that shit.
With the body there?
No, the body's gone. It's just blood and stuff.
It's gross.
Yeah, you ask me, it's a racket. You ought to get into that.
Do you think that's all I can do is clean up other people's shit?
Rose sticks a nicotine patch on her arm.
Come here. Come here.
Rose gets off the bed and stands in front of Mac. He gently pushes her long hair behind her ears.
You know, that's not what I think.
Will there be anything else?
Yes, please.
Yes, sir.
A cup of coffee and your name.
Oh, forgive me, I forgot.
Nora is sitting in the lounge smoking while watching TV. Rose's son Oscar is asleep on the sofa. Nora hears Rose returning and quickly drops her joint out of the window.
Hey. Thought your class got over at 9:30.
Why isn't he in bed?
He said he was scared. I think he's faking it, though.
Here.
No, don't.
Take it. It's $10.
Nope.
I know you need it. Dad told me about you getting fired.
Great.
What happened? You know, Nora, when are you going to grow up and start taking responsibility and start taking some pride?
Rose, you love it when I fuck up, okay? Me screwing up gives you the hugest Woody.
Shh. Take the money. Please.
Nora snatches the $10 note from Rose's hand.
There was a diner scene earlier with a waitress.
Any pie?
Completely pie-free.
Rose is working in a huge Spanish-style luxury home.
Hi. Excuse me, we're all finished. Because it's our first visit, we did the blinds and the appliances, but we're going to alternate those weekly in the future. And nobody
Rose?
Mentioned any...
Rose Lurkowski.
Yeah?
Paula Datsman, cheerleading squad junior year.
Paula Datsman, hi. Wow, how are you?
Great.
Well, I'm Paula Datsman Mead now.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks.
We're expecting our second in a couple months.
Wow.
God, you know, I was always so envious of you. Head cheerleader, dating the quarterback. Did you and Mac end up getting married? No. No. You know, I heard that he married Heather Volkman.
Yeah.
at seeing you. Here, let me get your information.
Okay.
And I'll send you an invite to the baby shower.
Fantastic.
Great. It'll be like a big reunion. The whole gang from high school is gonna be there.
Yeah?
So, what are you doing now?
I just got my real estate license.
Real estate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is just a temporary thing until I phase over into real estate full time.
You're kidding, I'm in real estate with Long and Foster.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Who are you with?
Gosh, I haven't decided yet. Maybe I'll check out Long and Foster, they look nice. Yeah.
Rose struggles through the gate at Paula's home, carrying her cleaning equipment and her hefty upright vacuum cleaner. She loads the items into the back of her old scruffy mini people carrier. As she drives away, her mobile phone rings. School, Oscar is sitting outside the principal's office alone. He turns around in his chair and licks the painted brick wall a couple of times.
It's not just this incident. There have been several episodes during the last year where Oscar has engaged in disruptive behavior. There was the incident in the gym class.
I paid the damages for that.
And the time when he locked Jeremy Johnston in the...
Okay. What did he do this time?
Now it's licking.
First it was the pencil sharpener, and then the aquarium.
It's unsanitary, and it's disturbing to the other children. We feel that Oscar might benefit from an environment where he could receive more specialized attention.
What does that mean, specialized attention?
He licked my leg.
In situations like this, we generally recommend medication.
Well, I'm not doing that.
Actually, it's not so much a recommendation as it is a requirement. There are many drugs that are very effective with very few side effects. We all feel that this is the best solution for everybody involved.
Sure, come on, Oscar. I'm sorry. No, it's okay. It's not you, it's them. I'll tell you one thing for sure. We are not coming back here. Okay? Okay. We just have to figure something out. I'll just figure something out.
At the supermarket, Oscar is riding on a toy horse while Rose gets the shopping. She calls Mac on her mobile.
Hi, is your daddy home?
Yeah.
Can I talk to him?
Sure.
Hello.
Hi, Mac, it's me.
What are you calling here for?
I know, I'm sorry, but I really needed to talk to you.
Look, Heather could have easily picked up.
They want to put Oscar on medication, and I need to get him out of the school and get him into a private school or something. I don't know.
Why don't we talk about this later?
Because I can't wait, Mac. I need to make some money. I need to make some good money, like now.
What about that crime scene thing I told you about?
I know, but... do they make good money?
Yeah, it seems like they do pretty well.
And it's just like cleaning up a house, but there's blood there?
Yeah, basically. Body fluids.
Okay. So you think that you could hook me up with that with your connections, or... please?
Okay. All right. Yeah, let's talk later.
At a seafood restaurant, an elderly lady brings a birthday cake with candles on to one of the tables. Nora, Rose and Joe, their father, sit at a nearby table while Oscar plays on a pinball machine.
So what do you think?
Nora continues to study the menu.
Nora?
What?
Nora, are you even listening to me?
No, thank you.
What else do you have to do? You don't go to school, you don't have a job, and you live with Dad. And no offense, Dad, but do you really want to live with Dad for the rest of your life?
You really think you can make a ton of cash cleaning up after dead people?
I know I can. It's very lucrative.
Come on, girls. It's a racket. Let's have a nice, pleasant
dinner. You're buying generic cigarettes with couch change. How are you going to afford private school?
It's only until I get my real estate license, and I quit smoking, by the way.
Who's going to private school?
Nobody did.
Did Oscar get kicked out again?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, for God's sake, what is wrong with those people? He's an imaginative kid. Don't they have any sense at all?
I want to have my birthday at Henkel's.
Not Henkel's this year. This year, I'm taking you to Disneyland.
Dad.
Really?
I'm taking him to Disneyland.
Dad, don't.
I'm taking him to Disneyland. Who wants to split a combination plate?
The next day.
Hi there.
Hi.
Nora? Hi, Grandpa.
Are you okay with this?
Yeah, absolutely. But this boy's got to get back to school. What are you doing about school?
I'm working on it. Thank you.
What did Mac tell you about this, Rose?
Oh, it's a crime scene?
With blood?
Maybe.
I hate Mac.
Nora and Rose stop at a block of dingy-looking apartments. A man sits waiting on the porch.
Hi. Some sort of domestic disturbance kind of deal. It was the lady got the last word, I guess, but of course she's in jail now, so. Heard one bullet completely shot off his ring finger. How long you guys been doing this kind of work?
A while.
Yeah. Last one on the left there.
Rose tentatively opens the door and steps in. The room is surprisingly clean and tidy. She goes right in and Nora follows. There is an unmade bed in the bedroom and a few items have been knocked over. Nora starts a novelty pecking bird pendulum swinging. Rose switches on the bathroom light. The white wall in front of her is covered in a large blood spatter.
I found it.
Nora stands behind Rose and gawps at the blood stain.
Do you think they loved each other?
Yeah.
Rose moves into the bathroom and spots the top of a finger laying in the hand basin.
Car. Thanks.
Yeah.
Rose scrubs a trail of blood from the bathroom mirror, then removes the shower curtain. Nora stuffs the bulky shower curtain into the washing machine. They both start work on the large blood spatter covering the white fluted wall panel surrounding the bath.
It's not working.
That works if you scrub and I wipe.
And I'm spraying as well.
Can you spray and scrub?
More and more people are turning to wholesome foods.
You're telling me this fancy corn stuff is some kind of health food?
Well, it's candy and it's a health food. That's what I'm telling you, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
We don't have much more shelf space.
Right, okay. Look at the ingredients in here. What does it say? Look at that. Glycerin. I can't even pronounce it. It's all chemicals. How can you call it a food if it hasn't got any vowels in it? Take a look at this now. What has it got in it?
High fructose.
No. Look at the first ingredient there is
corn.
Corn. Can you imagine anything more healthful than corn? It's made right here in Albuquerque, too. You know, I've been reading that the chemicals in the water.
Hey, do you know if they sell fancy corn here? I don't know.
Now, what's self-respecting?
I heard the strawberry fancy corn gives it bionic strength.
That's what people all over the country.
It's true. There's some sort of chemical in strawberry flavor. And that means if you eat a whole lot of it, you get bionic strength.
You're not going to get a deal like
this. I don't believe you. I don't care if you do or not.
You're not going to get rid of me very easily.
Well, I understand that as well. You're however. Not. I don't have any room on the shelf for your product.
Yeah, well, let's...
Like I said, I already put in all the orders I want for this year.
Excuse me, could you carry something called fancy corn?
Outside the sweet shop, Joe shakes Oscar's hand.
That was really something, Oscar. That was really terrific. You got the moves, you got the nerve, you're a real sharp cookie.
Oh, not, I'm stupid.
No, you're not. Why are you saying that? Why do you say you're stupid?
It's true. She just won't put me in retard class.
Who wants to put you in retard class?
The teachers.
You don't know how to deal with somebody as intelligent as you are. That's what the problem is. You're a very, very smart kid. Do you get bored a lot?
Yeah.
You look out the window?
All the time.
Well, see, that proves how intelligent you are. They should be catering to you. They should be doing something special for you.
You really think so?
I'm no so. And on top of that, I think you're a goddamn genius.
Back at the apartment, the girls load their car.
Hi. You gals did a real nice job.
Thank you.
$500. You can call us anytime.
Call you anytime.
At the motel.
It was so disgusting. The smell was just bad.
Yeah.
I don't know, I can't even really describe it. You know, we took all that stuff away and we made it better.
Yeah.
No, we made it right.
Hey, I'm really sorry.
No.
I feel like I got you into this mess. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pay for new real estate classes. Okay? And get your license. And get your little picture in the real estate section. And then you can drive people around all day talking about... Gosh, what would you talk about? Crown molding?
I'll definitely talk about crown molding.
Mac kisses Rosie's neck.
Square footage?
Oh,
yeah. And, property easements?
Oh, yeah.
Appliances?
Yeah.
Mac falls backwards onto the bed, taking Rose with him.
Come on, yeah, come on, what else? Come on.
Why did you pick Heather?
What?
Why did you pick her?
Come on, you know it wasn't like that.
How is it like?
Okay, this is gonna get all headed.
No, no.
Rose and Nora drive to a trailer park.
All we have to do is go in there and throw everything away. Cake.
The trailer is filthy and piled high with rubbish.
Oh my god.
I think it just takes a little getting used to. Just give it some time. Ugh.
Ugh. Nora goes to the bedroom. A bare mattress lays on the bed, soaked in bodily fluids. She quickly backs out of the room, retching.
Great, now we're gonna have to clean that up too.
Rose takes off a shirt she was wearing over her vest and ties the arms behind her neck, covering her nose and mouth. She tries to force open a window. She then finds a crank handle, which when turned opens the window. She tries lifting the soiled double mattress.
We need to get the stink out.
What do we do with it?
Dumpster. Come on.
Nora takes a deep breath and lifts one end of the mattress.
Oh god, it smells bad here.
Slow down! Fuck, Rose! Just slow.
I'm not going fast!
You are going fast!
No, I'm not! How can I be going fast when you're walking backward? I have the hard job!
You're in control of it! You're the one pulling it!
I've been pulling it!
I haven't got a good grip on it, Rose! You... Here!
Fucking slow down!
Oh my god, Rose! You fucking idiot!
My face is burning.
You know what? You fucking do it yourself, dumbass.
Nora, come on!
Do it on your own, idiot!
It'll wash out!
Oscar is sitting in the front of Joe's old Cadillac looking through a pair of binoculars while Joe drives the car.
Where'd you get those? What are you doing with those?
I found them in the closet.
Huh. Let me take a look at them for a minute. Let me see them. Let me look at them. They're not yours, Oscar. Let me look at them. You better let me hang on to these for a while, Oscar.
Why?
Well, because they belong to your grandma. I just want to hang on.
But I don't have a grandma.
Well, you used to have one, and when you had one, these were her glasses. I'll get you another pair.
Really?
Yeah, I'll get you a better pair than this.
Okay.
The odorous mattress is shown sticking out of the dumpster.
I think it, like, seems wrong to throw everything away like we're erasing her, you know. It's her job.
Nora finds a bum bag under a cushion on the sofa with an ID card in it.
I bet this is her. I bet that's her. Lovely.
She then finds in the bag a bundle of small photographs of a girl tied together with a pink ribbon.
Look at this. Rose, look at this. It's her daughter, I think. Shouldn't we do something, like try and find her or something?
It's none of our business now.
Just give me the dustpan.
Rose had picked up a brown paper bag, crawling with maggots.
What if she doesn't know? I mean, wouldn't you want to know if this was Mom?
Mom was not like this. Mom never would have been like this.
Nora puts the photos back in the bag. That night at home, Nora unzips the bag and takes the photos out again. The picture at the bottom of the bundle had Lynn Wiseman, 1988, written on the back. She carefully removes the ribbon and looks through the pictures. They're all of the same girl at different ages. In the last photo, she is a young woman, in her mid-20s, a similar age to Nora. Rose and Nora visit a janitorial supply store. Behind the counter, a man is on the floor repairing a vacuum cleaner. He has long black hair in a ponytail, glasses, a thin moustache, and no left arm.
Winston.
Hi.
Hi. I spoke with you on the phone. I'm Rose Lurkowski.
Hey, Rose.
Hi.
Hey,
hello.
How you doing?
So, our situation is that, we are doing some post-mortem kind of specialized cleanup stuff, and we had this really difficult... really smelly job where this woman had died, and she had been there for a while, and...
Some decomp.
Yes, a decomp.
Follow me.
It's a lingo, I guess.
You have your general purpose cleaners, your extraction cleaners, your odor control, disinfectants, stain removers, and shampoos. Steamers, buffers, foggers, that kind of stuff's right here for brands we're purchase. And quick absorbing sawdust. It's good for vomit. Personal protective gear is right there. If you have any questions, just come find me.
Carl, the cleanup man from the sports goods store Suicide, enters the shop.
Winston!
Hey, how you doing, Carl?
Did you hear there was a couple of amateurs poaching jobs?
No, I didn't.
Who should have did a decomp for $500? Yeah. What do you want to bet they threw all that shit right in a dumpster?
Well, I certainly hope not. What else you got there?
I got 5 gallons of quick dissolve in this air.
You too, brother. See you soon, Carl.
Rose smiles nicely at Carl as he leaves. Her and Nora then drop armfuls of items on the counter.
Five of those.
Five.
I have that puzzle. It's a tough one. Got lost in the fur and gave up.
It's a 6824.
Do you like cats?
Nice going, you freaked him out.
I asked him if he liked cats. Nice.
You want to bring these back when you're done? Rules and regulations, biohazard cleanup. You know.
For you. How much was that again?
Turns out it's against the law to throw biohazards in the dumpster. Who knew? How perfect was he with the one arm? The creepy guy, you know. Wonder if he was born like that.
He wasn't creepy.
Dude, he has one arm.
They think we're a couple of hacks.
We are a couple of hacks. Oh,
Okay, here it is. Let me out here.
Why?
Because I got shit to do, okay? I got a thing.
I'm dropping Oscar off at 7.
You got class tonight?
Mortgage lenders and financing.
Mortgage lenders? Well, Heather's pregnant again. Do you know that? He's never gonna leave her. You're pathetic.
Nora crosses the road and goes to the entrance of a small block of apartments. She studies the names on the door entry buzzers. The entrance door opens and a woman walks out. She is Lynn Wiseman, the woman in the photos from the dead lady's trailer. Nora follows her. Lynn immediately becomes suspicious of Nora's behaviour. Lynn enters a glass-fronted office block and gets into a lift. Nora stays with her. A sign by the lift reads, Albuquerque Blood Services. Blood donors, please check in on the fifth floor. Lynn pulls the emergency stop button in the lift.
Why are you following me?
I'm not following you.
You're following me.
No.
You're following me.
No, I'm not.
You're not.
Following you, no.
I'm sorry. I really thought you were following me.
It's all right.
No, it's not moving.
Maybe if we push the alarm.
I'm sure it'll start up in a minute. Again, I'm really sorry.
Just don't even worry about it.
Lynn gazes at Nora's tattooed arm.
You have nice veins. You should give blood.
In the motel room, Rose lies on the bed, wearing a flimsy, lavender-coloured camisole top.
Yeah, could you check if there's any messages for me? Room 211? Okay. Thank you. I am strong. I am powerful. I am a fucking loser.
At home, Nora retrieves a small metal case from under her bed. She sits cross-legged on the floor and opens the lid. She takes out a photo of her and Rose with their mother when they were young girls. She takes out a small gold mesh purse. Inside that are a few cigarette ends with faint rings of lipstick around them. She sniffs one, then places it between her lips. She picks up the photo again and looks at it while gently brushing her face with a feather. Rose pulls up outside Winston's store. Inside, she shows him her new business card.
Sunshine Cleaning.
Thought we put a positive spin on things.
Nice.
My son drew the design.
Hey there. That's a real nice job you did there.
Where's your arm?
Oscar.
Oh, that's right.
I'm sorry.
Kids. He's cute.
Thank you. I was hoping that I could put some of these out with you.
Oscar wanders off into a small room that's full of model aircraft.
Great, but you guys might want to consider getting out there and really marketing yourselves.
Marketing ourselves?
Funeral homes, property managers. You know, you get in with the insurance companies, they'll throw you a ton of work.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Insurance companies?
Oh, yeah. Oscar finds a remote-controlled helicopter.
You guys have your BBP, right?
The BB what?
Your BBP, your Bloodborne Pathogen Certification.
No, I don't.
Oscar extends the aerial on the transmitter.
I could sign you up for the next seminar if you like.
Yeah, I'd like.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. Rose from Sunshine Clean. You gotta love that.
The helicopter flies into the shop and hits the metal shelving.
Sorry!
Rose, Joe, Nora and Oscar go to buy a van.
I think you're gonna like the Circana line.
The girls have gone to their own business, Sherm. They're doing crime scene and trauma cleanup.
It's a real gross industry.
Sounds kind of gory.
Yeah, it can be. Oh, we're going to be taking some contaminated materials to the incinerator, so we're going to need some space in the back.
There you go.
How much is it?
It's $19.99.
Whoa. Any room to come down on that?
Oh, that's the ground floor. I'm probably, going to lose money on this one. I just want to make room for some new product.
We can pay cash. We have some cash we can put down.
Cash is good.
Look at all this rust here on the thing.
Character.
That's bullshit.
Well, we were just at Motor Mart down in Lomas. They had a Chevy...
Oscar gets in the van and picks up the CB radio mic.
Power steering?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
What's this?
Oh, that's the CB. What you do with that is you push down on that thing and hold that other thing down. And it makes your voice go up in radio waves. And it goes right into the heavens.
Heaven?
Uh-huh. How about a test drive?
Okay.
There you go.
Rose puts a large Sunshine Cleaning sticker on the side of the van. Later, she attends the Bloodborne Pathogen seminar, where she's shown busily taking notes. After completing a job, Nora and Rose are shown removing blood-stained protective clothing. Joe reads a newspaper. At the bottom of the page is a Sunshine Cleaning advertisement. At a job at a commercial property, they cut away a section of blood-soaked wood floor with an electric saw. Rose counts out banknotes and hands them to Nora. Oscar presses his nose up against a shop window with a pair of high-tech binoculars on display. Joe stands behind him, rubbing his chin. The girls unload an industrial vacuum cleaner from the van. At home, Rose goes through her post and opens an envelope that contains the invitation to Paula Datsman Mead's baby shower. A note on it reads, "I hope you can make it. I can't wait to see you, Paula." At a petrol station, Nora puts fuel in the van, while inside, Rose fills a paper cup with Coca-Cola. Rose looks across the forecourt and spots Heather, Mac's wife, coming into the shop. She forgets what she's doing and overfills the cup.
Oh, shit! Shit! Shit!
She cleans up the spillage. Heather walks in and approaches Rose.
Oh, wait, you think I don't know? You may have been hot shit in high school. What are you now?
Nothing.
Heather leaves the shop. Joe and Oscar sit in the Cadillac.
Okay, you got $20 and you want to buy three pizzas. The pizzas cost $3 a piece. No, let's make that $5 a piece. You got a coupon that takes $2 off.
Okay, $2.
Okay. Livery boy shows up. He's a friend from school who's very, very poor, so you give him a tip of $5. Okay. What do you end up with?
Okay, you have $2 left. and he spent 18.
You just figured that out?
Yeah, it's not that hard.
Here's Frank.
A big white truck and trailer pull up on the forecourt of the disused service station and stop alongside Joe's car. The driver opens the rear door. A cloud of fog pours out from the refrigerated trailer. He pulls out a large blue plastic container.
That's it. There's our shrimp. They look pretty damn good. Shove them in there. How many boxes we got?
They pack Joe's car with the blue containers full of shrimp.
See? That's the difference between an ordinary person and a person with business acumen. That's a good word for you to remember. Business acumen. We're going to be rich, pal.
At home, Rosie's completing an application form. Oscar sits at the table with her.
We're going to make the money grow because it's a smart way. It's capital. You don't spend that. You invest it. So that way, we can get the new SB250 and have money left over.
What are you talking about?
The binoculars Grandpa's getting me for my birthday.
What binoculars Grandpa's getting you for your birthday?
Oscar fetches the brochure.
Electronic. Mm-hmm. So if you're in a speedboat or something, it won't matter. And then once it's really cold outside, they won't freeze, so...
Honey, come here. Listen to me. Sometimes Grandpa promises things, and he really wants to make it happen. You know?
No, he's really gonna get them. He has a plan.
He has a plan?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. If you say so.
Nora is giving blood.
Squeeze that for me? Again? Don't be nervous. People do this all the time.
I'm not nervous. I'm fine.
That's the needle? It's a fucking cocktail straw. Trust me, I'm really good at this.
Lynn inserts the needle into the vein in Nora's arm. Her blood races down the small clear plastic tube.
Okay. Wasn't that fun?
I think you might have oversold it. There's a thing tonight. Oh, never mind.
What?
No, it's nothing. It's just, my friend.
What is it?
You wouldn't like it.
I might like it.
Nora takes Lynn to her friend's party.
I knew you wouldn't have any fun here.
No, I'm having a good time.
It's okay.
A man passes Nora a joint. She takes a drag, then offers it to Lynn.
I don't know if it's... Just Nab's breath, the smell of it.
Yeah, thanks.
Straight edge? No, I'm just...
What? You just think it's weird.
What?
No, I like weird stuff. Okay. Well, sometimes I think that when you get high and when you drink, when you alter your consciousness...
You don't drink either.
No. I just think that when you do stuff like that, it weakens you psychically, like it creates cracks, and then bad stuff can seep into those cracks and maybe never go away.
It's so weird.
Sorry.
Should probably just tell people you're Mormon.
Maybe. Your boyfriend's winning the necklace game.
He's not really my boyfriend.
Yeah. Tickle my neck a little bit.
Two girls eat the sweets from the boy's necklace.
You still have your whole necklace.
I like the white ones.
I'm gonna try white.
Lynn bites one of the sweets off Nora's necklace.
It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I need some beer.
Nora is on a sofa having sex with her boyfriend. She appears completely disinterested and watches a news report on the television.
What are you doing?
struck today when an out-of-control driver crashed into this auto shop, killing one employee.
Nora grabs the phone.
Hello? Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm watching it now. Okay. All right. Dude, get off!
Rose and Nora arrive at the scene of the accident.
Guy's driving down here and has a heart attack. Comes right through the front window at high rate of speed and hits one of the employees in here. Poor guy's in about five pieces and there's quite a bit of blood. You guys are BBP certified, right?
Look, we adhere to all proper procedures when handling potentially hazardous situations. We're very professional.
You went to that one.
I did. I'm not done yet. That's fine. Trust me. If you could get the wet vac and the burn box. Are you guys all finished up in there?
Yeah.
Great, then I can handle it from here.
Rose notices Mac at the accident, but she ignores him. Rose, Nora, and Oscar are driving in the van.
What's a bastard? Jeremy told me I was a bastard. So, what's a bastard?
It just means your mom wasn't married when she had you. It's no big deal. You know, in a couple of years, you're going to find it's a free pass to cool. Right? Probably start a band. Called Bastard Son. Use it to impress the chicks. The whole bastard thing is working for you. You're the coolest bastard I know.
Really?
Yeah.
Hello, Sunshine Cleaning. Of course, 2327 Grove Avenue. Okay. Yeah, we got it. No, thank you. All right. Goodbye.
What was that?
Suicide.
It's a good thing.
They stop outside the house of the suicide. An elderly grey-haired lady is sitting on a small bench by the front door.
Oh, man. Okay, stay in the van. If you get thirsty, there's some soda in the blue cooler, okay, sweet?
Okay.
Mrs. Davis?
Yeah.
We're the cleaning crew.
Yes, I wanted to give you the keys.
Okay.
In the den where my husband, I had bridge, and when I... Do you need me to show you?
Oh, no. We can find it.
Okay. That's good, then. My son-in-law's coming to take me to lunch at the Howard Johnson's. They have such nice rolls at the Howard Johnson's.
Rose hands the house keys to Nora.
Mrs. Davis? Would you like me to sit with you for a little while?
Yes, dear. I believe I would.
Mrs. Davis and Rose sit down on the bench. Rose holds her hand. Mrs. Davis pats Rose's hand. Inside the house, Nora reads two notes stuck on a mirror. One reads, "Edna plays bridge at 4. The other, "Tell Edna you love her." The little notes are spread all over the house. Nora goes into the den. The only sign of the suicide is a heavily blood-soaked chair in the corner of the room by the window. Nora has a flashback of her and Rose as young girls playing in the garden in swimming costumes, running around a water sprinkler and getting soaking wet. Mrs. Davis' son-in-law arrives and takes her away in his car. Rose waves goodbye to her.
Is she okay?
Yes, she'll be okay.
Rose brings the burn box into the room and puts on her disposable overalls. that evening driving home.
Why is that lady so sad?
Well, her husband died and she misses him.
Maybe we could let her use our CB and then she could talk to him.
Joe takes a crate of the shrimps to the seafood restaurant.
Cinco mariscos para ustedes. At a very good, very, very, very good price. $100 para usted. I can give you a deal. Smell these shrimp. Take a whiff. Take a whiff of these shrimp.
Oh. What?
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, no.
¿Por qué no?
No.
Huh? No. No, dígame.
Nora calls at Lynn's apartment.
Hello?
Hey, it's me.
Nora, is that you?
Yeah. Have you ever been trestling?
Oscar sneaks out of his room with a torch. Nora and Lynn make their way to an old wooden railway bridge.
So when you're at the crime scenes, are the bodies still there?
No, bodies are gone. But it's weird, you know, because we're, like, connected to them in this strangely intimate way, and I don't know. I guess it's weird.
Oscar leaves his house and crosses the quiet street over to the van.
I've seen a dead body once, though.
Really?
My mom. She was in a movie of the week once, you know.
Really?
Yeah. There was this bunch of Hollywood people and they were filming in Old Town. And they saw my mom and they just thought she was beautiful and talented because they gave her a speaking part.
Oh, yeah?
Do you want to hear it?
Mm-hmm.
I recommend the pecan pie.
I recommend the pecan pie.
Yeah, it was her line. That was it.
That's pretty cool.
It was on TV and everything. Me and Rose didn't see it. But Rose said that Mom talked about it all the time. I don't remember her much at all. But I have a box of her stuff. It's just things that she touched and little things.
How did she die?
It was a do-it-yourself kind of thing.
I think the train's coming.
Yeah, yeah, yes, it is. Oh, yeah, okay, so this is where we climb. Up to that girder.
In the van, Oscar turns the knobs on the CB radio while clutching the handset.
What was I before I was born?
He places the handset to his ear and listens for a reply.
What happens when we die?
Nora climbs a metal ladder attached to the sturdy wooden trestle.
I'm not climbing up there.
Come on, this is trestling. This is what it's all about. It's like this big, pissed off God and he's right up in your face, like screaming at you, you know? He's so close. You can smell the metal on his breath.
If you already live in heaven, where do you go when you die?
From under the track, Nora pokes her hand between the railway sleepers and waves at the approaching train. As the train passes above Nora, she is showered with little sparks from the train's wheels. The sparks glow brightly in the darkness of the night as they drift down to the ground. Nora returns to the same flashback. Her and Rose run in from the garden, dripping wet, and push open the bathroom door. Their mother is in the bath. It's full with blood-red water. A small pool of blood is on the wooden floor beneath her arm that's draped over the top of the bath. Rose tries to push Nora away. They return to the garden. Nora's face is contorted with grief. Back on the trestle, Nora begins to cry. Mac arrives at Rose's house and knocks at the door.
Rose? Hey, beautiful.
Hi. Rose steps outside and closes the door behind her.
I started thinking that you were on a date or something. I got you something.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's for your business cards. You put your cards in there and, I don't know, impress people.
It's beautiful.
You don't like it?
Look, this thing that we've been doing.
Let's not do that.
I don't want this anymore.
So that's it? That's it, then.
Close to tears, Rose watches as Mac walks across the street back to his car. Oscar is helping Rose to choose a dress for the baby shower.
Brown or flowery?
Rose answers her mobile phone.
Sunshine Cleaning.
Hello, this is Henry Schmidt
at
State Farm.
State Farm. Oh, State Farm, hi.
I spoke with you about a month ago. Yeah,
what can I do for you?
We've got a house we need to turn around and our regular guys are busy in Santa Fe today. Thought I'd give you a call.
Today.
60 Howard Avenue in Antelope Springs.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Shit.
Blow off the shower.
I can't blow it off. I RSVP'd.
Just tell them we can't do it, Rose.
This is an insurance company, Nora. They could throw us a ton of business. This is our inn.
Yes, it's our inn. So don't go to the damn baby shower.
Nora, these are my old buddies from high school. It's really important to me. Just go and get it started, and I promise I will come and help you finish it up, okay?
Fine.
Thanks.
Fine.
Rose arrives at Joe's house. The front door is open.
Because I said so. Stay here. Dad? Daddy? Dad? Oh, shit. Damn it, you scared the shit out of me.
I'm busy here.
Joe's scooping shrimps out of his bathtub.
Dad, what are you doing?
Goddamn restaurant bastards wouldn't buy my shrimp. Give this crap about the Board of Health or some bullshit. They shut me out. They just shut me out. They got some kind of goddamn restaurant syndicate. I'm sure of it.
Dad, I need you to watch Oscar today.
I can't.
Why?
I can't. I'm busy today.
Dad, come on. I'm kind of in a bind right now.
Yeah, well, stop bringing up a kid by yourself, isn't it? Try too.
Rose turns around and walks away. Winston is in his shop, carefully assembling a model aircraft under a large magnifying glass.
I'm over here. Hi.
Hi. Look, I was wondering if Oscar could hang out here with you for a while.
I don't know.
He's
I have this baby shower thing, and Nora has a job, and my dad is incapacitated. So would that be okay?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You are a lifesaver.
You did your hair different.
Yeah, I did. Do you like it? It's, you know.
Yeah, I do.
All right, you be good, okay? You be good, and I will be back as soon as I'm done with everything. Okay, you good? You okay?
You're welcome.
Rose pulls up outside Paula's home. Nora arrives at a remote house located off a quiet country road. She carries the cleaning equipment from the van and drops it on the porch, then opens the front door. The house looks to be in fairly good order. She makes her way to the bedroom. The most offensive item she finds is a cat litter tray that requires emptying. She walks across the room to a window and opens it for some fresh air. Amongst the items on the dresser next to the bed is a scented candle and matches. Nora strikes a match and lights the candle. Rose sits on a sofa with a small plate of food perched on her knees.
So, Rose, how are you doing? Are you still cleaning houses?
No, that was just a temporary thing.
Rose has gone into real estate.
Really? Actually, I own my own business.
Oh, what kind? Is it a real estate business?
No, it's a biohazard removal and crime scene cleanup service. It's a real growth niche industry. It's highly competitive and technical.
And what is that exactly? A biohazard removal, whatever. What is it?
Well, a lot of times when people die, it can be kind of messy, you know. So what we do is we go in and we clean up the mess and make sure that everything is clean and sanitary. Because people don't realize the safety risks involved with the removal of blood and body fluid.
I cannot imagine. You like doing it?
Yeah. I do. We come into people's lives when they have experienced something profound and sad. You know, they've lost somebody, you know? And the circumstances, they're always different. But that's the same. And we help. In some small way, we help.
Oscar watches as Winston works on his model plane. He plays with the empty sleeve on Winston's t-shirt.
What's that?
That is a propeller. And when I'm done prepping this wing, then we'll go on the end.
Like that?
Yeah.
It doesn't fly.
Right. Like my helicopter.
Must be hard to build models with just one hand.
It is.
Yeah. Nora struggles to move a heavily stained mattress from the bedroom. In the commotion, she scares a small kitten that was hiding under the bed. She chases after it, unaware that she has also knocked over the burning candle and started a small fire on top of the dresser. The kitten hides under her van.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Good kitty, good kitty. Come on. Oh, did you get left behind? You are the sweetest thing. You are the cutest thing ever. Did you get left behind, little kitty, kitty, kitty?
Nora spots the smoke billowing from the open window.
Oh, shit.
She puts the kitten in the back of the van and grabs a small fire extinguisher and runs back into the house. The extinguisher has no effect. She tries to pull out hose from the kitchen sink, but the water only trickles out. She then beats the flames with a rug.
I've taken 5 different chocolate bars and melted them in these diapers. You can taste, look, and smell. And the first to guess all 5 correctly,
Crunchy,
wins.
Crunchy poop.
switch.
Dark chocolate. You guys figure out what you're saying.
Paula,
did you try it? I'm sorry, I need to go. There's somewhere that I need to be, so.
No, you can't leave now. We're just starting to play the games.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Nora sits in the van with the kitten as the fire crews douse the burning house with water from several hoses. Despite their best efforts, the fire crews appear to be fighting a losing battle as the raging fire burns through the whole house. Rose arrives and stops her car in the road. Rose stands helplessly in front of the burning building. A little later, a thick plume of smoke from the smouldering house rises into the night air.
We burned down a client's house. How do you get around that?
Insurance.
Oh. You see, I thought that I would get a better rate once I was certified. There's not a lot that I am good at. I'm good at getting guys to want me, not date me or marry me, but want me. I am good at that. And cheering. I was really good at cheering.
Cheering's good.
Yeah, but it's not as marketable as you'd think.
Joe loads tins of fancy corn into the boot of his car as Rose arrives.
Yeah, sure.
I just gotta go get a couple of my shifts back.
Don't go back to being a maid. That's not a good job for you.
Dad, I need a job. I owe like $40,000 on that house, and that's on top of everything else, so I just...
Yeah, well, you're not gonna earn $40,000 by cleaning houses. I'll figure out something to do. I will.
Can I make a sandwich?
Yeah, go ahead. You know where everything is. Go make up with your sister. She's your sister. Go make up with her.
Dad, please.
Nora sits in the seafood restaurant with Lynn. She pushes the bum bag across the table to Lynn.
What's this?
Just open it.
Lynn takes her mother's ID card and the photos out of the bag.
Why do you have my mom's ID?
I found it. At work. Me and Rose did a job a while back. And there was a woman who had, look, we're supposed to throw everything away. But I mean, she kept these pictures of you and
this is her fanny pack?
I couldn't throw them away.
You were following me that day.
And I should have told you, I know that. And I'm so stupid, I just got scared and I didn't know what the situation was between you and your mom. I don't know what went on, but I just thought that of everybody that I would understand.
You would understand.
My mom was a pathetic drunk.
I'm an idiot. I actually thought that you were interested in me.
I just wanted to do the right thing. Please don't.
Don't call me.
Lynn shoves the bag back at Nora and leaves the restaurant. Rose unloads cleaning equipment at Winston's.
You got that?
Yeah, it's
good. Yeah, I'm sure I'll be able to turn this around pretty quick, so...
Thank you for everything.
Are you coming to my party?
We are having Oscar's birthday party at Hinkle's on Saturday. It'd be great if you came.
Sounds like a blast.
At Hinkle's, Oscar unwraps a gift from Joe. It's an old pair of binoculars.
I know what you're thinking, Oscar, but the ones we saw at the store were full of gimmicks. They didn't have the heft that these have. They didn't have the weight. There's no history.
Wow, is that an old Zeiss?
Yeah.
Some classic binoculars you got there.
Cool.
Sorry, I'm late. Oh, look at you.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, dear.
With a frosty look on her face, Rose gets up from the table.
Where are you going?
Nora finds Rose in the washroom.
Okay, I'm sorry. I know that you think that I ruined everything and that I fucked up really huge, and I'm sorry, okay?
You know what I don't get? Nora, is that I ask you to do one thing. I can't even ask you to do one thing without you messing it up. I mean, Jesus, Nora, it's not like I don't have enough to deal with in my own life, but now I have to take care of you on top of it, and I can't. It's too much. I can't do it.
I'm not asking you to.
This business was everything to me, Nora.
Well, why weren't you there?
I was going to be there. I told you I was going to be there. You couldn't just wait to burn the house down?
Yeah, but you weren't there, and I couldn't do it by myself.
I should have been there, I know. But, I really wanted to go to that baby shower. It's so stupid. I just didn't want those girls looking at me like I was just a maid.
What are you gonna do now?
I don't know. They said that I could have my old job back if I wanted. I can put in a good word for you.
I don't need you to take care of me anymore. It's not your job. It never was.
Somebody had to take care of you, Nora.
Rosie's face breaks into a broad smile.
about her funeral? My shoes. They were too small and my feet hurt. That's what I remember. You know what I remember? You wouldn't take your shoes off after that. You wore them forever. It drove me crazy. I'm still mad at you.
All right.
Like, really mad at you.
Okay.
Do you make model airplanes?
Yeah.
Any money in that?
No, not really.
I don't know. What'd you get?
I'm listening, David.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Are you gonna open my present?
Okay.
So the guy said that if you're careful, they'll last like a whole month, so you can't shower and shit.
That's good.
Now, these are guaranteed to make you look like a total badass.
What does that say?
Little bastard. Custom made.
It's cool, Nora. It's,
I'm thinking of taking a road trip.
Where?
How?
In the van.
I'm selling the van.
What?
Don't sell the van.
I can't afford the payments, guys. Come on.
Just wait.
Give me a break.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday today. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. With Tico Punza and Drew. So happy birthday to you. Happy birthday,
Oscar.
Rose covers Oscar up in his bed as he sleeps. While she checks through her post, Rosie's attention is drawn to the show on the television. She immediately picks up the phone and quickly dials a number.
Hello. Nora, turn on the TV, channel 65.
Both girls gaze trance-like at their television screens. Tears trickle down Nora's cheeks. Rose carries out a bag of rubbish and puts it in the bin at the roadside. She crosses the street and gets into the van. She reaches up and takes hold of the handset for the CB radio.
Today was Oscar's 8th birthday, and we did a big thing for him at Hingle's, and Winston came. After dinner, Nora and Oscar played Centipede and put ASS as their initials and got in big trouble by the manager. I don't No, if you're in heaven or not. But I know that you're not here. And that is too bad for you. Because you really missed out. You've missed out on some really great stuff.
She replaces the handset, then is shown back in her old job as a housemaid, making beds and vacuuming floors. Rose stops at Joe's house. He's sitting outside with a couple of suitcases.
I gotta talk to you.
Okay.
I have to move in with you and Oscar for a while.
Why?
Just temporarily, just until I get my own place.
You lost the house.
No.
Dad, how could you lose the house?
I didn't lose the house. I sold the house. I had a very good business opportunity and I took it.
I hope it's not shrimp.
No, it's not. It's nothing fly by night. I have a partner. I have a really good partner who knows the ropes and I'm gonna be working under them.
He points to a shiny new van parked across the street, its sign written, Lukowski Cleaning.
Dad. Since 1963?
Yeah, it gives a sense of stability. People like that.
It's a lie.
It's a business lie. It's different from a life lie.
Okay. I can live with that.
You'll be the boss.
Yeah.
Nora is on a highway with the kitten on her lap and driving her dad's old Cadillac. At school, Oscar watches a girl on a swing through his binoculars. She smiles at him. He pulls up his sleeve to reveal the little red devil tattoo with the little bastard inscription Nora gave him. Joe and Rose, dressed in blue disposable suits and safety goggles, go into her house. The end.